This is VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. This week, we're looking at U.S. reports of a recent jump in the number of Chinese migrants illegally crossing from Mexico into the United States in search of a better life. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says its agents caught 663 Chinese people making that illegal crossing from last October to this May in the area around the U.S. border city of San Diego. The agency says those 663 apprehensions of Chinese migrants in the first 8 months of this fiscal year compare with 48 apprehensions in all of the previous year. That's an increase of more than 13 times for the current fiscal year, and there are still 4 more months to go. The surge in Chinese illegal migration along part of the U.S.-Mexican border is capturing the attention of the U.S. media. Several news sites have published articles in recent weeks with comments from migration observers trying to explain the significance of it.
One thing to keep in mind is not to blow this out of proportion. The numbers in terms of overall undocumented migration are relatively small.
That's Elliot Young, a history professor at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. He's also the author of a book about the history of Chinese migration to the United States, Alien Nation. Young says the hundreds of Chinese migrants apprehended around San Diego in the past year represent only a fraction of the total number of undocumented Chinese living in America. A Washington-based research group, the Migration Policy Institute, published a report last year saying the total figure was about 210,000 unauthorized Chinese nationals in 2012. Young says many of them used another method to enter the United States.
There is a sizable portion of Chinese legal migrants coming into the country, as well as non-immigrant tourists who overstay visas. So about half of the undocumented population are not people who cross the border clandestinely, but they are people who have legal visas and simply overstay their visas.
Getting a U.S. tourist or business visa for the purpose of overstaying might seem like a simpler way for Chinese to migrate to America than crossing a U.S. border illegally. But it's not an option available to everyone. A Chinese immigration researcher at New York's Hunter College, Peter Kwong, told the Vice News site that there is a class of relatively poor Chinese people who do not have access and connections to get legal visas. He said many of those migrants have been leaving China because of its economic stagnation of the past few years. But crossing from Mexico to the United States illegally can be an expensive proposition. The San Diego Tribune newspaper quoted a U.S. Border Patrol spokeswoman as saying smugglers who organize the crossings charge Chinese migrants $50,000 to $70,000 a person. Chinese migration historian Young says very few of those migrants can pay those smugglers' fees up front.
Usually they have to make some kind of down payment of a few thousand dollars and then have to work off their debt in the United States by working in a business, usually in restaurants, used to be in garment factories and other sorts of often Chinese-owned businesses.
Young says the phenomenon of Chinese migrants illegally crossing the Mexican-U.S. border has a long history. He says it dates back to an 1882 U.S. law that banned Chinese labor migration for 6 decades, a ban that some migrants skirted with the help of transnational merchant networks.
There have been lots of cases of people being brought in on ships illegally or, you know, historically crossing in railroad cars or on boats or hidden in cars itself, and tunnels, airplanes, every imaginable way that humans could think of to cross the border. The Chinese were probably the first to invent these ways of evading border control.
Young says Chinese migrants still use those methods to reach the United States today as a way of bypassing the modern U.S. immigration laws.
there is a waiting list for regular immigrant visas, and currently there are about 260,000 Chinese on that waiting list, and each year only 25,000 people will be processed. So it means that even if they took no more Chinese on that list, that it would take over 10 years of waiting to clear that list. So it means that because of our immigration restrictions, make it virtually impossible for people to legally migrate, they're forced to go through these other clandestine illegal routes.
How much sympathy do you have for the Chinese migrants, and how reasonable do you think the U.S. immigration restrictions are? You can post your comments on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. Also, feel free to tell me what you'd like to hear on future editions of VOA China 360, and I'll check in with you again next week.